or staff.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome to Pause and Listen. This is Peter, and really excited to talk to you guys here on Saturday afternoon and have some very special guests with us today and to talk about a very important subject, and that's rescues and animals in need. And so with us today, I have our favorite baseball team in Seattle's manager with Scott Service here and his lovely wife, Jill. And I'm very honored to have them join us here today and talk about something that I'm very passionate about. And obviously the services are very passionate about too. So thank you both for coming today.
Well, thanks, Peter. Happy to be here and happy to talk about a great topic. I think it's something to just educate people on what's going on out there. And it's a real passion for Jill and mine.
Great. So Jill and Scott, how did you guys get started with animal rescue? And, you know, where did that passion come from? There's obviously a lot of need out there in our communities in different ways. And why animal rescue?
Oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you for having us today. Back when Scott was playing in the minor leagues, we were actually playing for the Tucson Toros in Tucson, Arizona. And my first job that I took while he was working his way through the minor leagues was in an animal shelter. And it was a municipal shelter, and they ended up, the first month that I was there, they brought in 1,700 animals, and 1,300 of those were euthanized in that first month that I was working there. And that was, again, in the early 1990s, and that immediately was a groundbreaking moment for me in recognizing that this was something I could not look away from, and I needed to really become very dedicated to and committed to. And since that time, I have worked, wherever we've lived, I've worked to improve things for animals in the area that I live.
That's great. How was that, Scott, dealing with Jill during that times and coming home? And
Well, she's as passionate about animal rescues and helping out as I am about baseball. Yeah. There's no question about it. And you need to be passionate about it. It is a big issue. It's something that, you know, you travel as much as we do and you get to different places and lived as many places as we have, you see the need.
Yeah,
and there's certainly a need for it here in Washington, and that's why we're excited to chip in and help out in any way we can.
That's great. So, Jill, tell me about your new family member, Nellie, I believe.
Nellie, and
tell me about Nellie and how you ended up with Nellie.
Nellie's our latest rescue that we brought into our family. We actually decided to add to our family over All-Star break, which, as you can probably imagine, was pretty chaotic at our home. But when the right dog comes along, you just make sure you find a way to integrate it into your family. Nellie is a 3-year-old Springer Spaniel from Eastern Washington. He was at the Adams County Pet Rescue, and we went over and grabbed him. And he's been a wonderful addition to our family. He's went through Ridge Dogs, which is a program where the prisoners train the dogs from the shelter and give them really good manners and some basic obedience. And so he's actually much better trained than anything than Scott and I could have done with our dogs. So we've really enjoyed bringing him into the family, and we look forward to sharing him.
So where did the name Nellie come from?
Well, you know, there's always the baseball theme around our house and you know, not really sure where to go. So, of course, one of my all-time favorite players has been Nelson Cruz. I have to be honest with you there.
And
my relationship with Nelson goes way beyond my years here with him in Seattle.
Okay.
We were together in Texas. So that was one Nelson that came up. Jill always has a deep list of names and things she's throwing around there. So threw a few around. That looks like the one that's going to stick.
Okay, that's great. I think there's a theme there from other members of your dog family I've met. So, yes.
Yeah, we have another rescue that my girls got when they were just finishing up college down in Mississippi. And we went with Wilson on that one. So we have Wilson and Nellie right now.
Mm-hmm. And then I think your daughter's dog is named George. Is that correct?
Yes. She's a big fan of George Kirby and how George pitches. She just,
I think most of us are.
Yeah, I am a very big fan as well. But Georgie is her adopted rescue. It is a Cocker Spaniel. And she also got that one from Eastern Washington, but my daughter lives over in Chicago with George.
Yeah, it was great. I got to meet George this last weekend or this on Monday night at Bark at the Park. And it was great to meet your daughter as well as George. So, yeah.
Well, wonderful. As much passion as Jill has for this, my daughters are right there with her. So the apple doesn't far fall from the tree.
Yeah, that's great. So I know one thing that's, there's many special things about our Mariner, our club here in town. But one thing that's very unique, as far as I'm aware of, is Tucker. Can you tell me, Scott, a little bit how that came about, of getting a dog on the team?
Yeah, it was something that was discussed a couple years ago. And as soon as I threw the idea at Jill, she quickly got all over the internet and trying to find the right dog and whatnot. So there was a lot that went into it. Behind the scenes, Jack Mossman is a gentleman that kind of takes care of everything in our clubhouse, in charge of all of our travel, anything that happens around our team. And Jack was all on board with it. He thought it was something that could really add to our clubhouse. And, you know, we all know what a dog does to you. A dog doesn't care if you're 0 for 20 or if you can't get anybody out on the mound. Right. The dog's always going to be up and around. So it was about a year ago this time, Jill had identified a dog in Eastern Washington. I think it was at Oaken Dogs. It was a private rescue over there. And just thought it would be a great fit. Jack drove over to in the Kashmir area, checked out the dog. Everybody was all in. So brought back Tucker back, and he has been with us since. Went to spring training with us, flew on the team play back from spring training. We haven't taken many road trips yet, but he is around the clubhouse every day that we are home, and he owns the place. He roams it like it is his home, and he is spends a lot of time in the cafeteria area, for sure. the players, somehow Jack keeps him exercised enough to keep the weight down, but he has been fantastic. You know, one of the things that happened, I don't think it showed up on TV, but early in the year, we were in a series. We were playing the Milwaukee Brewers, and it was about the third inning of the game. And all of a sudden, somehow, Tucker got loose, and he came down the runway up into the dugout. He actually got on the field, and I screamed as loud as I could because I stand right at the rail there. And as the dog's getting on the field, the game's going on, okay? And Tucker's getting on the field, and I screamed, "Tucker," as loud as I could. And he turned around, and we got him back in the clubhouse. But in the meantime, the Brewers manager, Craig Council, I know very well, he's looking at me like, "Is that just a dog that walked out of your dugout?" So, yeah, there's always things that keep it loose and exciting. But Tucker's been a great addition. The guys like him. There's a lot of people in our clubhouse, in and out, players and you know, media people. There's just a lot going on there, but he handles it really well.
That's great. So I don't know how you would have scored that if he'd actually grabbed a ball during that event.
Or yeah, I don't know. The umpire would have certainly gave me a look. The umpires didn't see it. It was just the other manager, you know, and you're always kind of locked in on the other team and what's going on. But he looked at me and he put his hands up like, "What was that?"
Yeah.
Luckily, it didn't get too far out on the field.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what pets can do for us. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, whether it's the anxiety of kids going through college finals, you know, where they have a pet that they can pet and relax. And I'm sure there's some effects on that with baseball players too, right? I mean, they go through some rough, I mean, it's a game of failure, right?
It really is. And it's so mentally exhausting and grinding. Mm-hmm. There is so much failure in our game. And it does, you know, I'm always looking for outlets for our team. And, you know, what Tucker brings and what he's able to do, it is a nice distraction. And this dog can go. He loves to fetch. He'll go out on that field early and you can throw a tennis ball over and over and over again and he'll go. And, you know, he's always out with the grounds crew guys. And it's just like everybody knows Tucker.
That's great.
He's very comfortable and it is really help out.
So we'll be back in a few minutes after the break. Once again, this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown with our guest today of Scott and Jill Service. And we're talking about rescue animals. And we'll be back here after the break.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Gig Harbor on State Route 16 westbound near Rosedale Street, an earlier collision block in the right lane has been cleared. Still seeing slow traffic from the west end of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge as things get moving. Once again, delays of about 25 minutes there. Tacoma to Bremerton currently taking around 50 minutes. Tacoma to Seattle taking 55. A collision on I-5 northbound at Seneca Street in Seattle's block in the right lane. We're seeing delays of about 15 minutes there. Our next northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care with pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Tom Turner and another happy customer of Mathewson's Automotive in Renton.
I think it was a check engine light came on. So I just called Josh at Mathewson's, and we've just really enjoyed the experience of working with Mathewson's.
Quite a place, isn't it?
Great place, Yeah. Absolutely. Great people and everything. And I just wanted to call and thank you for the Mathewson's recommendation.
Good service, good people. Mathewson's Automotive. Call 425-226-2965 or MathewsonsAutomotive.com.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief without heartburn keeping me up.
I could have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host, from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. We're here today talking about rescues and the benefits of pets in our lives and the benefits for pets with our baseball team. And I'm here with Scott and Jill Service. And once again, this is Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio 1000. For future shows, feel free to go to our website, and it's www.caraveterinary.com, and go to the Pause and Listen landing page. You can submit questions there. You can also submit questions to pause@caraveterinary.com. Pause is P-A-W-S at caraveterinary.com. Submit those, and we'll add those into future shows. So right before the break, we were talking about Tucker and the impact of pets have in decreasing anxiety and stress in all of our lives, and the power of that. And I think about that through my career as a veterinarian, of the impact of when I've had a rough day coming home and sitting on the couch with my dog in my lap, and just that unconditional love. It's pretty powerful, and it's pretty amazing that way. When I first met Jill Service, I was amazed about the passion about rescue. And I thought I could talk a lot about dogs and that. And I was amazed through that. And it's extremely contagious. And when I decided to start Pause and Listen, it was one of the first people I contacted, because that passion is contagious. And you are doing amazing things for our community and for the pets and the people out there. And one thing that really has stuck with me is the understanding we can get any type of pet, any breed, any age, male, female, we want through rescue. And I think there's a big misconception out there of, oh, well, I want a 2-year-old golden, so I better go buy them. First, there's options out there to rescue. So tell me a little bit about that, how you view the rescue world, whether it's in Arizona or whether it's up here in Washington.
Thank you for bringing up this very important topic to me. As you know, I could probably fill up 2 hours. I'm just talking about that topic alone. I think there is a learning curve that we all go through as we explore adding animals to our family. And often people have this idea that there aren't really good, you know, whether it's purebred or specific age or sex animal available. And honestly, there is not a breed out there that you cannot get through rescue, especially now. The shelters are absolutely full. Somewhere between 25 and 40% of all rescue animals are purebreds. And the thing that people have to really recognize is it is something that you're going to have in your home for 10, 12, 15, 18 years sometimes, and it might take a little bit of time initially to get the right animal into your home, the right breed, the right sex, everything you want. You will always be successful. There is never a breed or an animal that you're looking for that you cannot find through rescue. And I think that if more people would, you know, take a little more patience to get the animal into their home, they would find that they're doing two good things, really great things, by bringing that animal into their house through a rescue as opposed to other avenues for purchase.
And I do want to talk about prevention of this problem here in a few minutes, but while we're on the topic of rescue, so if I'm a, you know, a family here living in the Green Lake neighborhood and I decide I want to get a dog for my family, how would I go about doing that, right? I know I could search on the internet for AKC and go that route, but how would I start that process?
So, and actually, if I can be so bold as to say, I would not start there. I would definitely, because there are a lot of things we're looking to make improvements with AKC kenneling and how they do determine whether an animal is an AKC animal. But you definitely would want to start with Pet Finder. Pet Finder is the best website available right now. And you're going to want to expand your search. You should be willing to travel, you know, maybe a bit to get that animal. It's, again, there. Eastern Washington is absolutely full of tremendous animals. I've seen, in the last 6 months alone, I've seen purebred French bulldogs. I've seen English Mastiffs. I've seen, well, the Cocker Spaniel my daughter rescued is, she can't walk a city block in Chicago with someone stopping her. And he's just tremendous and perfectly proportioned and beautiful and young. He was 15 months old and he's gorgeous. So I would say that I would send families who are looking for a new family member to the web, to Pet Finder, and start with that spot.
Okay. So the Pet Finder, you go petfinder.com, the rescue organizations, which we'll dive into here in a few minutes of different rescues that are out there. They all link into that. And so you can search by breed and age and location.
Exactly. And you can really get your exactly what you're looking for through those filters.
Okay. And then is there any vetting of the pardon the pun, vetting of the rescue organizations that go through Pet Finder?
There is some vetting that occurs. And I would also encourage your listeners to also do their own research as well. You shouldn't be spending, you know, huge amounts of money on a rescue animal.
Okay. So we're up against the break here, but I want to continue this conversation here in a minute. So once again, this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown.
Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Everett on I-5 northbound at US 2, an earlier collision blocking the two left lanes has been cleared. Still seeing some minor delays as things get moving once again. Settle to Everett, currently taking around 50 minutes. Southbound Everett to Seattle in about 35. If you're heading from Linwood to Seattle on southbound 5, that drive currently taking 30 minutes. Linwood to Bellevue on southbound 405 in 20. Bellevue to Everett from northbound 405 up to I-5 in about 35. Our next northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Wrong.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
So what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to Top Rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
The Coalition of Seattle City Unions is proud to represent over 6,000 Seattle City workers. These workers perform essential services from keeping the lights on to providing safe water to drink and offering compassionate care to our most vulnerable neighbors. Investing in city workers means investing in a thriving Seattle. During contract negotiations, we appreciate your support. Please look for the Coalition of City Unions online and on social media platforms at #RSPCT. That's #RSPCT for more details.
At Flower World, they're happy that fall is here. Cooler weather is easier on plants and people, and fall is for planting. If your garden suffered during the hot weather, now is the time to visit Flower World. Spruce up your garden fast with colorful mums, pansies, ornamental kale, and cabbage. Get a jump start now on next spring by planting well-established blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries. The growers at Flower World remind you that fruit trees planted now will bear fruit next summer. Looking for privacy? Flower World has plenty of trees, from 1 gallon to 15-foot tall evergreens. And 1 gallon azaleas are priced below wholesale at $6 for $29.99. Visit flowerworldusa.com to learn how to save 10% on all plants. Visit the produce market across the street from Flower World and get a gallon of fresh apple and pear cider. Or a 20-pound box of just-picked Honeycrisp apples for $39.99. That's less than $2 a pound. Located just north of Woodinville, Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. FlowerWorldUSA.com.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. We're learning more about the fishermen rescued off the coast of Vancouver Island after drifting at sea for 13 days. Como 4's Denise Whitaker explains what happened.
That Washington man is lucky to be alive, rescued by a group of Canadian fishermen one day after the Coast Guard called off its search. He was surviving in a lifeboat that he was able to climb into when the boat he was in went down. Thankfully, a group of people out fishing spotted that lifeboat, and they went to investigate. Ryan Plains and his Uncle John tell me they had good weather to spot that small vessel. So how did that man survive in that small boat for 13 days.
I saw a pile of what looked like could have been just garbage or debris in the water, and I just watched it for a minute, and then I noticed it had the triangular form of a life raft. So I went inside and I grabbed the binoculars and I looked at him, and I could see a guy waving his paddle around.
Ryan and John Plains have spotted the lifeboat off the coast of Vancouver Island, so they called the Canadian Coast Guard, who came out to meet their boat to rescue that man. The Canadian Coast Guard tells me the rescued man was in stable condition when they got him on board. They then took him to get checked out by doctors. Now, I asked Ryan and John if the man they rescued knew where the other man who was on that fishing boat with him was, and tragically, he said when their boat went down, he never saw the other man at all.
Como 4's Denise Whitaker. Scary sounds are everywhere this time of year. Turns out there's science behind why some of us like to feel fear. Our bodies are hardwired to handle danger, whether it's real or not.
That kind of scare and surviving that kind of scare leads us to feel like good. We feel confident, right? Like that feels like, oh, look, we did it. We survived the danger. Again, particularly when we know it's not actually dangerous.
Professor Michelle Bedard-Gilligan at the University of Washington School of Medicine says we're also chasing a chemical high. Not unlike that sugar rush so many kids are after.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Everett, an earlier collision on I-5 northbound at US 2 has been cleared. However, a new collision on I-5 northbound just north of Marine View Drive is blocking the right lane. We're seeing stop and go traffic from around Broadway, delays of about 15 minutes there. Seattle to Everett, Everett to Seattle both taking around 40 minutes. On I-5 northbound at Seneca Street in downtown Seattle, we're continuing to see delays of around 20 minutes. The collision there is blocking the right lane. Tacoma to Seattle taking 60 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
Sunshine is the rule of the afternoon, upper 40s to lower 50s out there. More sun on the way for Sunday after a frosty start. More cold temperatures overnight into Monday morning. So we're going to do this over and over again until we get to Wednesday. So even Halloween is looking dry with some sunshine out there. Wednesday, though, mostly cloudy and a few showers. In the Como, the Sam Thurns on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, welcome back to Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm here with Mariner manager Scott Service and his wife, Jill, and we're talking animal rescue today. A little bit about me and Cara Veterinary. We have 10 area hospitals here around Seattle area from Bellingham down to Bremerton. I'm a veterinarian. I've been in the Northwest here for many years. I think it's 30-some years since I graduated from veterinary school now, and I'm really excited to bring this show to Seattle, talk about how to help take care of your pet, all the learnings I've had over many years as a veterinarian, and really excited to bring this really important subject to us today. For future shows, feel free to go to carveterinary.com and our landing page there, pause and listen, submit questions. We'll try to address those at future shows. So once again, we're on every Saturday from 2 to 3. Right before the last break, Jill and I were discussing petfinder.com and how to go about that. There's a couple things that she mentioned that I was thinking about over the break that I think are really important for us to bring up. One, this is a lifetime decision for this pet when you rescue them. And a lot of them are going to live 15, 18 years and hopefully beyond. And it's not an impulse purchase, right? And you're making a decision to bring into your family and take the time and be patient through this. It's not something you need to have tomorrow, and find that right pet.
Absolutely. You just said something I wish that we all could share across the board with everyone who's considering bringing an animal into their home. It is hopefully a decade or more long commitment that you're making to this animal. And quite honestly, we see people all the time spend more time researching a new television than they do right when they're bringing their new pet in. They might just actually go online and, you know, Google Lhasa Apses, and then they ship one in from a puppy mill in Missouri.
Right.
And bam, it's in their life. And, you know, it might be a great fit for them, but most likely if it's coming from that situation, it's going to have extensive, you know, medical issues and possibly some behavioral issues as well.
So, right.
And then, of course, they want to do right by the animal, and then they end up realizing later, too late, that they've got themselves in a long-term situation with, you know, an animal that's really going to be challenging for their family. So we'd like people to just do a lot more homework in advance of that decision and try to make it less emotional and a little more pragmatic and a little more calculated, and really take the time to really research not only the breed that you're looking for, but also where are you sourcing that animal from?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really critical point. And it's hard to know sometimes as a pet owner out there where this animal came from. Mm-hmm. There is a large market out there with the puppy mills and kind of the gray market, black market of where these puppies come from. And it's very difficult to know unless you kind of do your due diligence and search for that. And I see this a lot where people do purchase them like it's a TV or a piece of furniture, and this is not. It's a living animal. It's a friend. It's your best friend in many cases, and it's part of the family, and it's a really important decision to make through that process. And I think that we're seeing some of the effect of that. You mentioned right now the shelters are full, right? And why is that? Well, part of it is there was a lot of puppies adopted during the pandemic. The people didn't do the research. It was an impulse buy. Kids are home. They need a pet. I need to distract them. They need to do something or not going to school. And they didn't really think through this as a bringing in another family member, which is what it is.
That's so true. And housing insecurity is another thing. Besides the COVID rebound of people returning to work, we also have a lot of issues with housing, you know, in all parts of the country. And so as people maybe moving in with family members when they haven't been before, and then all of a sudden the animals aren't getting along. We're seeing a lot of that coming into shelters as well.
Joe, when I first met you, you were just getting founding and as president and founder of TOR. Mm-hmm. Can you expand upon that and why TOR, and what does TOR stand for?
TOR stands for Team Okanagan Animal Rescue. And when Scott and I first moved to Washington, I kind of looked at the state and kind of tried to identify where are the real places where there are not resources for animal rescue. And it's a lot of Washington really suffers in that space. But Okanagan County is a county of 40,000 people, and there is not a municipal shelter there. There is not an animal control officer. It is all private citizens who are doing all of the animal care in that part of the state. And there are other parts of the state, too, that are suffering equally. But we decided to really focus on the Okanagan area, and we started Team Okanagan Animal Rescue at that just recently in the last year, and we're have the goal of first getting more proactive, getting in front of some of the numbers that this area is finding. There's just so many animals out there that need homes from that space, and we have 1,200 dogs brought out of that county last year alone and 2,000 cats. And most of those animals are being absorbed by the Seattle area. So we do a ton of transport over to this space. But we decided that we're going to have the long-term goal of building a shelter in that county. But in the immediate needs are to get spay and neuter ramped up and also increase the transportation options.
Let's dive into that a little further because I'm curious to see. I thought most of the problems were down in California and Texas, but we need to jump to break right now, and we'll come back to that and dive more into Okanagan and a little bit more about TOR. So this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. We'll be back right after the break.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care. With pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
Hey guys, do you know what makes Revive Men's Health Seattle different? You. Every Revive treatment and medication is personalized just for you. Revive has the experts that guys go to when their current treatment isn't working. They have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their daily performance. Since 2011, they've helped thousands of local men suffering with the symptoms of low T and ED. Their goal is simple, to get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. Your best performance requires more than generic ED medications or a low-dose testosterone booster at a low-ball price, like you find online. Revive medications are custom compounded, affordable, and guaranteed to resolve your issues. Stop dealing with the symptoms of low T or ED. Book your T-check and exam today. Call 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. Or visit us at revivemenshealth.com.
Low fuel again?
It's okay. We're heading in the right direction.
What do you mean? We're on our way to the casino and I'm hungry.
I can use my Club Red points for gas at all in this quality market locations. It's perfect timing.
Wait, I thought we were turning your points into cash for dinner.
I get 50% off dining when I use my Club Red points, so I'll have plenty left over.
Are you kidding me? I want a Club Red card.
I was hoping you'd say that. All new members can get up to $100 in free play on the same day you sign up.
This is going to be the perfect date.
Yep, only at Nisqually Redwind Casino.
For over a decade, SimpliSafe has revolutionized home security, and our latest advancement is here, 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays on I-5 northbound at Seneca Street coming through downtown Seattle. A collision there blocking the right lane. We're seeing things stop and go from the West Seattle Bridge. Tacoma to Seattle currently taking 55 minutes. Seattle to Tacoma in about 30. Up in Everett on I-5 northbound just north of Marine View Drive. A collision there blocking the right lane as well. Seeing delays of 25 minutes there. Seattle to Everett in about 40. Everett to Seattle in 35. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. And we're having a great discussion today with Scott and Jill Service about rescue. And right before the break, we were kind of introducing TOR. And I got a chance actually at Monday night's Mariner game, helping out with the Bark at the Park, which we'll talk a little bit more about here, about the meeting the rest of the team of Tor, what an amazing, passionate, wonderful group of people. One of them's a school teacher, others are executives, and the amount of time and energy and money that are being put into Tor, I was very impressed. So, Jill, you put together a great team onto that. And I'm 100% confident you are making a difference now and will make more of a difference in the future. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking a little bit about, and right before the break, I made the comment of, I thought the problems were all down California and Texas. And we certainly see a lot in the news, and there's certainly problems. There's certainly animal issues. And there's some cultural issues of not spaying and neutering your dogs that create some of these issues. The homes being out there, there are the puppy mills, the for-profit farming out to try to produce pets that are putting a lot of pets into our society that we don't have homes for all of them. But I was surprised, and I shouldn't be surprised. I'm a veterinarian. I grew up in Ellensburg, went to school over in Pullman, and have lived in Western Washington for 30 some years, about the problems in Eastern Washington in particular, and in particular up to the north. And so I think it'd be worth kind of repeating some of the information, some of the data that you've found in Okanagan. Maybe you just need to correct me, but did you say there's no animal shelter that's publicly funded up in Okanagan?
That's correct.
Wow. So what is happening to all of these pets and that don't have a home?
They're being largely rescued by private nonprofits that are working as hard as they can to make a difference in that area. These nonprofits that are currently operating are mainly run by people in their 70s. And so we are trying to step in and trying to find some sort of succession plan for these groups that are working up there. Some of the groups that are working are Oaken Dogs, Forever Yours, Positive Alliance has a big presence over there just in terms of spay-neuter outreach. No Paws is a rescue that works out there to shelter animals. And so this is not just exclusive to Okanagan County as well. If you look at Adams County, Grant County, some of those other places that are very rural and really deserts for resources, it is largely the private individual who is making the difference. And we'd really like to see some opportunities for either legislatively or other collaboration for improvements in the way that these animals are cared for in our state.
Great. So specifically with Tor, you have a couple different missions on there and how you're going to make a difference. And I think it'd be important for us to kind of walk through some of those. And one that you've mentioned before and I'm very passionate about is spay-neuter, right? Mm-hmm. The best way for us to help solve this problem that's occurring worldwide of pets that don't have homes is we stop making as many pets, right? And
correct.
So can you elaborate on some of the challenges with spay-neuter and also some of the things that how Tor is trying to make a difference into here?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any chemical castration options available yet for companion animals. There is a group in Oregon that's working very hard to make that sometime in the future. But currently, only tool we have in our tool chest is to spay neuter the animals. It is expensive, and there is a large veterinary shortage across the country, which you could speak to.
Yes.
I think that the state of Washington alone is short over 1,000 veterinarians, and that's at least a 10-year lag for catching up in that space. So we also have difficulty getting veterinarians to work out in Okanagan County when, it is a barrier for travel, and, it's just been a real challenge for us to get veterinarians out there. That's why we're so appreciative. Cara Veterinary has been offering to come out and do some spay-neuters for us out there. We have brought in some large international groups to do MASH style units. We did 253 animals in 3 days in October. We have another large event coming up in August where we're going to do 75 animals in the space of a couple days. So we are looking for all different ways to get these type of events funded and also staffed.
That's great. Yeah, I think if you some quick mental math here, but you have a large breed dog, a female, and they can have 2 litters per year, and say 10 puppies per litter, and a lot of them are fertile until they're 8 or 9 years of age. We're talking 160, 180 puppies out there put in there. So the difference of spaying one dog And obviously rescuing the ones that are out there is also critical, but the impact of one spay, one neuter is huge.
There's some charts floating around you can find on the internet, but like two healthy dogs in the course of 7 years create another 60,000 dogs.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's amazing how that exponentially mm-hmm. grows that way. Yep. And I think you had mentioned the shortage of veterinarians, and it's real. The data that I just read from the veterinary organization is that in this country, they feel in the next 10 years will be about 50,000 veterinarians short nationally. And there's a many, many factors of that, but we're not able to increase enrollment at the veterinary schools to any significant amount just because of state funding. And challenges it's expensive to train a veterinarian. And we are dealing with more and more of a shortage, especially in our rural areas. Mm-hmm. And I think it is really important for us to understand the difficulty of recruiting a veterinarian to go live in OMAC mm-hmm. Or to go live in even some of the Yakima areas and different areas that there is a significant shortage mm-hmm. out there. And I know how hard it is to get great veterinarians here in the Seattle area, mm-hmm. but let alone into small town USA, it's a very difficult and it's a real problem out there.
Yes, it is. And we continue to look for different ways to be impactful and to really get those numbers under control. One of our Seattle area groups that really is very supportive of Eastern Washington is NOAA. And they, on average, takes anywhere from 75 to 100 cats from Okanagan County every other week.
Wow, that's
great. So they've
been
great supporters, and they also will do lots of spay-neuters for us at their facility over here.
Okay, and do they just have the one facility up north towards Stanwood area? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So specifically back to TOR, you know, it takes a lot to mm-hmm. do this. It takes a lot of energy and work and passion, but it also takes some funds and financials onto mm-hmm. things. And so how can the listeners help? How can we all help TOR be successful?
We do have a website. It's teamokanimalrescue.org. And we have updates on there of the different things that we're working on. And currently we have the goal of obviously increasing spay-neuter in that area. But we also are working to build the funds to build a shelter. And so we have different ways you can donate through our website.
That's great. That's wonderful. And I did notice on Monday night, you also were getting some donations at the Bark at the Park, which is great. And there's many ways that we can help. Another organization that you introduced me to that I've been very impressed with is Positive Alliance. There's many great organizations out here from, you know, our Seattle Humane to NOAA to, there's hundreds of them here that are all helping. But Positive Alliance is a little bit of a unique, different approach to things. And I would love to hear a little bit about Positive Alliance and how our listeners might be able to help them also.
Sure. They're great. They're Seattle based and they don't have animals themselves, but they support rescues that do. And they do, primarily their work is in the spay-neuter area. And so they have statewide coverage and they do support rescues all the way to, you know, Yakima and, you know, Spokane area through spay-neuter grants.
That's great. That's wonderful. And they have a website they can go
to.
They do,
positivealliance.org, and it's Pause, P-A-W-S.
Okay, just like the radio show here.
There you
so
go.
Pause and listen.
There
yeah,
you go.
That's wonderful. Once again, thank you for what TOR is doing. And I really encourage everybody out there, check out the website, see the progression. I'm, as CEO of CARA, we're really proud to be helping make this happen. Mm-hmm. And whether it's through support, through some of our talent to mm-hmm. help spay and neuter yep. pets out there. I do hope chemical sterilization comes around,
yes,
but they've been
talking
about that since I was in vet school, so I would not hold out hope, but it may take us some more time onto mm-hmm. that, but we can make a difference, and how we can make a difference is all of us working together. One thing that is been really fun to see and participate in for myself personally is Bark at the Park, and maybe Scott, is this something that you've seen at other clubs that have done this?
There's a couple stadiums. They do a big one over in San Diego. Okay. I've seen it there. I've seen it in Cincinnati. There's different places they'll do that. And typically, you know, organizations are looking for an opportunity to bring in all different demographics into a ballpark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having opening up certain sections of the stadium for fans to bring their dog in, and then always has a dog theme tied to the to the game that night, stuff that's going on within the game and the scoreboard and whatnot. Of course, I'm focused on what's going on the field. I'm not looking at the scoreboard as much, but you can hear the dogs barking. And, of course, the famous thing here they do is the old Simba cam where everybody holds their dog up. Yeah. And I actually will peek up at that and see what kind of crazy people are holding up their dog and if they're going to drop any of them or anything there. But it's a good event. I think you're trying to bring different people with different interests to our game. And you need to do that. We are in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. And we play so many games. And I think the Mariners do a great job of diversifying different fans, different interests they have, and bringing them all to the ballpark. And T-Mobile Park is an awesome stadium. And I'm fortunate enough to be in everyone around the country. And how we do things in-game experience is as good as anybody in the game. So the fact that they have taken on the Bark at the Park nights and allowed Jill and myself to be involved in that, from the volunteers to Jill really taking hold of this thing, allowing adoptable pets to come in. It was something they didn't originally do, and that is all from rescues. Yep. And things like that has really brought the whole thing together. I can't tell people enough how much time and energy is put into these things, kind of behind the scenes.
Right.
I know how much prep I go through, my coaches go through every night to give us a chance to win the game. But what goes on in the stadium every night, from the people with the Mariners to the outside groups to what Jill and Tor has brought to the program here. And again, Bark at the Park, I think it's five different nights of the year. It doesn't sound like that big a deal. It is a big deal.
Right.
And everybody puts a lot of time and effort in there to create a great product. And we're very fortunate here in Seattle, all the fans throughout the Pacific Northwest, when they come to a ball game, they're going to get a great experience.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the Bark of the Parks. I've been the veterinarian to help. Thankfully, knock on wood, we haven't had to deal with many serious mm-hmm. incidences. The dogs have been very well behaved. I think mm-hmm. there was 900 and some dogs on Monday night.
Peter, I got to say, one of these nights I'm going to get thrown out of the game. And I know I'm going to have to show up. It's going to be a Bark at the Park night, and I'm going to have to go up in the crowd in uniform.
you should do that.
See how that goes. You know, there'll be some call that I do not agree with that'll probably lose my mind, and I'll be sitting there, and I'll get a text from Jill's like, since you're in your office not doing anything, why don't you come up?
Yes.
So we'll see how that all plays
out. Yeah, I'm sure you can help us adopt some of the dogs there. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's been really fun. So at each Bark of the Park, there's an adoption center. Mm-hmm. Positive Alliance has helped kind of mm-hmm. organize that. I believe this last one, there was 12 dogs, I think, that were there. Not sure exactly how many got adopted out, mm-hmm. But it was amazing to see the passion of the pet owners, and I do love the Simba cam. So it was pretty fun watching my daughter's boyfriend hold up their 60-pound lab mix for that. So once again, this is Peter Brown from Cara Veterinary. This is Pause and Listen.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
Tom Turner for Plateau Diesel Performance in Edenclaw. The finest group of diesel pickup truck, diagnostic, repair, and diesel performance techs in the area. Plateau Diesel is led by Chuck Arnold, who's simply the best in the business. And the combined crew experience totals more than 120 years. High integrity, superior customer service, and a big heart. That's Plateau Diesel. So if your diesel pickup truck has poor fuel economy or slows down on the hills, call Plateau Diesel at 844-6-DIESEL or click plateaudiesel.com.
Attention Fred Meyer shoppers. This flu season, why make an extra stop when a world of care is right in store? Get your free flu vaccine from a licensed pharmacist at our award-winning pharmacy. Let our family protect your family with a free flu shot. It's all here. Fred Meyer, a world of care is in store. Flu vaccines are covered by most insurance plans and are free to the recipient. Check with your plan. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. Visit the pharmacy or site for details.
Pets aren't people, but they are family. So when your pet has a health concern, you want to know your family is in good hands. Cara Veterinary. They put your family at the center of care. With pre-visit advice, personalized attention, compassionate care, and ongoing wellness support. See for yourself how Cara Veterinary is redesigning vet care at their 10 local clinics, or visit caraveterinary.com and find pet care from the animal perspective. caraveterinary.com.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Seattle on I-5 northbound at Seneca Street, an earlier collision block in the right lane has been cleared. Still seeing stop-and-go traffic from the West Seattle Bridge. Delays of about 25 minutes there as those backups work to get moving once again. Tacoma to Seattle on northbound 5, taking around 55 minutes right now. Seattle to Tacoma in about 30 if you keep heading down south. Tacoma to Olympia in about 30 minutes as well. Northbound Olympia to Tacoma in about 25. Our next Northwest traffic at 304.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thank you for listening today. We have just a few more minutes of today's show with the services here. And right before break, we were talking about Bark at the Park. And Jill reminded me during break to a little more information about the pets that are there for adoption and where all they're coming from.
Yeah, we actually open up the opportunity statewide to rescues all the way, you know, border to border. And so we have head groups come as far away as Colville and Yakima and Adams County and Okanagan and Kashmir. And so they'll bring, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 adoptable pets. Often litter puppies is always very popular, but we've had everything from purebred golden retrievers to, you know, Labradors and everything that everyone is looking for.
Yeah, the Brown household came very close to adding to the Brown household mm-hmm. this last Monday night with some of those little black
lab healer mixes.
Yes, puppies.
With the blue eyes. Yep.
Yes, when my son was holding on to him, I did not know we were going to get him out of his arms. So, pretty amazing.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. So, I do encourage you to go to the tour website, go to Positive Alliance, come to Bark in the Park, help out this need we have through financial donations, through adopting a pet, to supporting these organizations and the passion. All these rescue organizations are based off of volunteers. Mm-hmm. They're not out there making money. Mm-mm. They're doing good. And so I really encourage you to go there. Certainly visit our website, carveterinary.com. You can not only leave us questions for future shows at the Pause and Listen landing page, but you can also, you know, link into TOR, link into Positive Alliance. We're very supportive of them because the good that they're doing onto that. So I really wanted to extend a huge thank you to both of you guys for what you do for our communities, what you do for us entertaining us with a great baseball team out there, and what you bring to us in the community, not only through the baseball team, but also through your passion for this project. So
I appreciate it, Peter. I think it's really important, no matter what you know, your calling is in life. You know, Jill and I, you have to give back. Mm-hmm. You have to give back to community. You can't just take. You've got to give. And oftentimes when you give, you get back from that tenfold. I talk to that with our players all the time, and really no matter what walk of life you're in. So this is an opportunity for us to give back throughout the state of Washington, and I commend Jill and her group and what they're doing and the amount of work and time and energy they're putting, because she's working just as hard at that as I am getting ready for us to win a ball game that night. So it is, it's a big group effort, and I appreciate everything that Care of Veterinary does behind the scenes. You've done an awesome job, and it's been fun to work with you.
Great. Thank you both very much. And thanks for listening to Pause and Listen today. This is Peter Brown.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
There's nothing more beautiful than the colors and shapes of Japanese maples. And right now, Flower World has an extensive selection of Japanese maples, from 1 gallon size to 20-year-old trees worth $1,000. Choose a worthwhile addition to your garden. Choose a Japanese maple. Become an eClub member and get 10% off all plants just north of Woodinville. Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. Visit flowerworldusa.com.
Tom Turner here for Mathewson's Automotive and Tire in Renton. Truly one of the finest shops in the country. Top quality vehicle maintenance and repair has been Mathewson's trademark since 1933. They've got outstanding technicians and all the latest equipment and tooling to diagnose and fix all makes and all models. And happy customers are their specialty at Mathewson's. A AAA top shop and winner of the City of Renton's Total Quality Business Award. 271 Rainier Avenue North in Renton, or click Mathewson's Automotive. Mathewson's, the Nordstrom of auto repair.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.